Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, September 11th, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. Qualcomm announced Monday that Apple will buy its modem semiconductors for 3 more years, extending an agreement that was set to end this year. Apple is Qualcomm's largest customer and, according to Bloomberg, makes up almost a quarter of its revenue. The European Union's Digital Markets Act, or DMA, is set to impose strict rules on big tech companies that will have to provide interoperability to let users communicate with each other using different apps. For example, this would let somebody from the Signal app send a message to a WhatsApp user without having a WhatsApp account themselves. Meta-owned WhatsApp is considered a gatekeeper and thus must comply with the DMA, and the latest WhatsApp beta for Android 2.23.19.8 update shows that it's already working on solutions for the new regulations, although it has 6 months to do so. Evan Blass, a.k.a. EvLeaks on X, formerly Twitter, claims in an article for Android Headlines that MediaTek's upcoming Dimensity 9300 chipset, which is expected in Q4 of this year, is, quote, said to be literally running too hot to operate at its advertised frequencies. Blass says this is due to the chip's eclectic design, which reportedly has 4 heavy Cortex X4 cores and 4 medium Cortex A720 cores. Reuters sources say that Sweden-based Embracer, which owns Gearbox Entertainment, is exploring a sale of the U.S. game developer. Gearbox is the Tomb Raider franchise maker, as well as Borderlands. Back in June, Embracer announced a restructuring, including studio closures, canceled projects, and layoffs. At its 2023 Roblox Developers Conference, or RDC, last week, Roblox announced new AI tools to help creators make experiences more easily. The Roblox Assistant, as it's called, is an extension of previously announced features that help build virtual assets and write code by typing in prompts to do things like generate virtual environments. An example that Roblox used for this is typing something like, "I want to make a game set in ancient ruins. Make the player spawn by a campfire in the ruins. Add some trees for the player to chop down." Roblox also announced that it will be available on the PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5 starting in October. The Wall Street Journal sources say Meta is working on a new artificial intelligence system designed to be as powerful as OpenAI's ChatGPT. Meta reportedly hopes its model will be ready next year and designed to be several times more powerful than Llama 2. That's the model that it released just 2 months ago. Microsoft has stopped supporting the original Surface Duo 3 years after it first launched. Now, to its credit, Microsoft has always claimed the Surface Duo would receive just 3 years of OS updates, so Android 12L is the latest version of the OS it will ever officially receive. Surface Duo received 2 major OS updates during its lifespan. Finally, after complaints from groups such as the Authors Guild, Amazon has started requiring writers who want to sell books through Amazon's ebook program to disclose if their work includes artificial intelligence material. The Authors Guild says the new regulations that were posted last week are a welcome first step, towards keeping a handle on AI-generated books on the platform, saying that it thanks, quote, the Amazon team for taking our concerns into account and enacting this important step toward ensuring transparency and accountability for AI-generated content. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.